Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, January 26th, 2018. Welcome to Day 372. Donald Trump tried to fire Robert Mueller in June, but backed down after Don McGahn threatened to quit if Trump went through with it. The Washington Post and New York Times say after receiving the order from Trump, the White House counsel refused to ask the Justice Department to fire Mueller and said he would resign instead. Mueller learned about Trump's intention in recent months through interviews with current and former senior White House officials. Meanwhile, Trump and his allies have repeatedly denied that Trump ever considered firing Mueller. CNN put together a list of at least 8 times since June 2017 that Trump and his team have said Mueller's job was safe. Bloomberg says Mueller's investigation is moving much faster than previously thought, and he appears to be wrapping up the part of the investigation that deals with possible obstruction of justice. Even if Mueller concludes the obstruction probe, however, other elements of the investigation are likely to continue for several more months. In the end, John Dowd says he's the one who will decide if Trump ends up sitting down with Mueller. CNN says the statement from Trump's attorney comes days after Trump said he would be glad to speak with Mueller and would do so under oath. And finally, Politico and Axios are reporting that Trump's immigration proposal is dead on arrival after Chuck Schumer opposed the framework released by the White House. The one-page proposal would allow as many as 1.8 million young immigrants to become citizens in exchange for spending $25 billion on a border wall and additional security upgrades, as well as imposing restrictions on family-based immigration and eliminating the visa lottery system. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Donald Trump said he'd be willing to publicly apologize for retweeting 3 anti-Islamic videos. 2. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency gained access to a nationwide license plate recognition database. 3. Jeb Bush warned Republicans that Trump's leadership, tweeting, and racist comments could cost the party control of Congress in November. 4. Several State Department employees have retained attorneys, charging that they have been put in career purgatory because of their previous work for Obama. 5. Patrick Meehan will not seek re-election after coming under scrutiny for alleged inappropriate behavior with a longtime female aide. 6. Hillary Clinton kept a senior advisor accused of repeatedly sexually harassing a young subordinate on her 2008 presidential campaign, despite recommendations by her campaign advisor to fire Bernd Strider. 7. The RNC finance chairman does not plan to step down, despite dozens of people describing a decades-long pattern of sexual misconduct by Steve Wynn. 8. Robert Mueller's team has interviewed at least one member of Facebook's team that was associated with Trump's 2016 campaign. 9. Trump will ask for $716 billion in defense spending in his 2019 budget. And finally, number 10, Trump was booed at Davos for criticizing the media as nasty and fake. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.